This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about incarceration and health. You can subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts. When somebody is incarcerated, it impacts the entire family. It's a lot of stress, and that can create health issues for family members. Damon Mitchell reports from Nashville, Tennessee.
At first, Dawn Harrington blamed herself when her younger brother went to prison. She questioned whether she'd been a good influence. She developed anxiety, then fell into a deep depression.
I didn't want to wake up the first semester that he was gone. I got straight Fs, and I was in college. I think I got straight Fs the second semester as well.
Dawn's depression eventually affected her eating habits. She lost her appetite and hated getting out of bed in the morning. Things got worse when her brother became closed off and hesitant to share his emotions during their calls and visits. She felt they were losing their childhood connection.
It's somewhat kind of like a grieving loss, like somebody dies, because it is, in some ways, that level of separation.
Her brother spent just more than a decade in prison, which she describes as a roller coaster for the entire family. She remembers her dad hearing about her brother's arrest on the news. The family was in disbelief, so her dad called the news station and threatened to sue them for defamation. Dawn recalls him dropping to the ground in their backyard in the middle of winter. He didn't have on any shoes, socks, or even a t-shirt as he cried and begged God to help the family. Her mother dealt with her emotions in a different way, creating a shrine to her brother.
He had a room in her house. It was literally memorialized for the whole time when he was gone, and she would get so upset, like even if one of our nieces and nephews would try to run in there and open the door.
She says it was a struggle to balance their own life while also trying to support her brother. It was also costly to maintain regular communication with him. When Dawn's brother was released for good from state custody in 2015, it brought a sense of peace to her family. Dawn has since become an advocate for people in prisons, the formerly incarcerated, and their loved ones. She also has Tennessee nonprofit Free Hearts. The group works to keep families connected during the incarceration periods. Dawn works with hundreds of families each year. She says the added stress of COVID brought many of them, especially moms, to their breaking points.
They were worried before COVID, even more so worried now. It has sent a few family members to the hospital a couple of times, you know, elevated heart rates, just straight up hypertension.
Chris Wildeman is a professor at Duke University. He studies the impact of incarceration on families. He says for the most part, COVID highlighted concerns that already exist.
So you see really negative effects on mental health, pretty big increases in major depressive disorder. You see big decreases in life satisfaction.
Chris says having a loved one incarcerated increases a person's chance of experiencing homelessness and even raises rates of alcohol and drug dependency. Research has found that children with incarcerated parents are more likely to suffer from high cholesterol, asthma, drop out of school, and develop ADHD and other learning disabilities. Chris says for parents with incarcerated children, the stress can take years off their lives.
There's new work now that's coming out that really suggests that having a son incarcerated has large negative effects on mother's health.
This includes higher rates of heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure, which typically affect Black Americans more than their white counterparts.
That's something that we really need to think about because it could have big effects on racial disparities and healthy aging, which is a key public health issue in the United States.
I have gone to my doctor. That's how bad it's been. I've had to have doctors prescribe me with sleep aids.
Christine Williams' youngest son is currently serving time in a Tennessee state prison. He's in his 30s. He's about 7 years into a 12-year sentence for aggravated robbery. She's literally worried herself sick, worrying about her son and his health. She gets tormenting headaches and stomach problems that cause her to vomit.
Can you imagine having children? And it's so devastating. You try to put it out your mind, and you just try not to even think of them. You don't want to think their name. You just want to put that out of your mind and then get up tomorrow.
She wanted to talk to her son, but sometimes their conversations left her feeling drained and stressed.
My hands are tied. There's only a few things that I'm really able to do when I know that he is sick or there's something that may be detrimental to his health.
Oftentimes, Christine had to ignore her son's calls so that she could at least try to get a good night's rest. But she's not done that since the start of the pandemic. COVID has made it harder to communicate with loved ones because of prison lockdowns. So every call is treasured. There's also added stress stemming from the fear that people in prison will get sick from COVID or even die from it. Christine's son had COVID during the summer. He later broke out with sores all over his body, a painful rash that she says went untreated for 3 months. Christine got on the phone to help her son. The nonstop calls to prison and health officials took a huge toll on her body.
When I get like that, I may stay like that for 2 days. Then I know this is making me sick. So I know that I got to find a way to shake this, to be okay.
Christine finds moments of peace in meditating and reading spiritual books. She also prays a lot. Dawn Harrington says with so many people affected by incarceration, way beyond those who are actually serving time, she wants people to look at these experiences as a nationwide public health crisis.
Think about this as not isolated from you and understanding that this system is not closed off from you, and any impacts that this system has on our neighbors, it does impact you as well, because this impacts our overall community health.
For The Pulse, I'm Damon Mitchell.